This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
And somewhere out there in the ether is
Arvind Braj.
We're asking you whether or not you've applied for a job online during the pandemic, and if so, how easy was it? We have a poll running on Twitter and Instagram. Arv, can we have the numbers on Twitter, please, so far?
Yeah, so on Twitter, 41.7% saying no, not looking. 32.3% saying yes, no response. 22.8% say yes, got the job. And 3.1% saying no, not online.
Interesting numbers. What about over on Instagram, Chris?
So on Instagram, we only have two options, yes or no, with yes at 76% and no at 24%. We also have a few responses here. Dreamy Mun says, not easy, even before COVID. Mass recruitment is really about doing tricks on your resume. Mm-hmm. And will be loving and gentle too. And then I think the username cuts off says, like normal, what's the alternative? Which is interesting.
Right. Okay. Well, you might be wondering why we're asking you this question. Well, local startup company Cable is reaching out to forward-thinking companies and job-seeking Malaysians to join their 111 movement that's on a mission to create 5,000 jobs for 5,000 Malaysians by Merdeka 2021. Chris.
Yeah. So they're a new play in the market as well. And what Cable is, it's this sort of Tinder-esque mobile recruitment platform. So the app uses AI technology to connect line managers to job seekers, enabling them to focus on building connections based on values, purpose, and goals. Recommendations for potential job matches are made by the app without users having to search or filter resumes. And the platform also allows line managers to instantly engage with the job seekers, hence providing a better experience of job application. In fact, job seekers are actually able to know the status of the application instantaneously. So ahead of the movement's official launch on the 1st of August 2021, several companies and brands such as Photobook Worldwide, Lala Move, Saver of Life, and PitchIn have already stepped forward to participate in the movement. Approximately 200 job seekers have also since registered on Cable's job recruitment app to participate and be part of the talent pool. There's also zero cost of entry for either companies or job seekers to join this movement. Founder of Cable, Camelia Low, who we'll be speaking to in a few minutes about this movement, said that the concept behind it is to get companies to list just one job to match one job seeker and successfully realize one employment opportunity at a time, stating, "We want to be part of the situation. We want to be part of the solution. The prolonged pandemic situation has destabilized the local job market and unemployment is rising, affecting the livelihood of many Malaysians. With many out of work, companies now face double or triple the influx of applications, making it time-consuming to filter and respond to each. Job seekers, on the other hand, are mentally impacted if they get ghosted. Our aim is to facilitate a more productive and fruitful process for both the company and the job seeker. Also, workshops will be conducted for job seekers to prepare them for a potential interview. Among the partner companies of Cable in the 111 movement are Work Inspires, who we've spoken to before, which are a company that designs and customizes learning and engagement programs for companies, and Dr. Linda Ling Sai Ang, a registered and licensed counselor in Malaysia, who is experienced in workplace counseling and career guidance. So if you are interested, both for companies and job seekers, you can join the movement via the link that we'll provide in the podcast description later on.
Interesting stuff. I remember we've done a whole bunch of interviews with, you know, companies who are looking for potential employees and, you know, recruitment companies. And they were, you know, their whole thing is we have an influx of all of these things and it's difficult to go through and it can be a time-consuming process and often we miss the ones that we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Something like this sounds like a great idea.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that, you know, the line managers can instantly connect with the job seekers because that's a massive, you know, mental load for job seekers as well is when you send in your application and you don't get any response. And sometimes that's not even the hiring manager's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it is possible that they're getting, you know, a massive influx and they just didn't see your application.
Right, right. Oh, thoughts on this?
No, I was just going to ask. So am I right to say that because it says it's the first and only human-to-human mobile recruitment platform in Malaysia. So what it does is it basically removes the bridge or it acts as the bridge between the employer and employee.
Yeah, so in a similar way, for example, with Tinder, which is sort of the strange like
comparison
that's happening.
Come on, Chris, explain Tinder to us. We don't know how it works, right, Arv?
This is rude. So the whole idea where it's like, you know, you can connect directly with people and then instantly start messaging. I think that's the idea. You can instantly connect with the hirers to the hirees and then have that conversation to know if your application was successful or rejected and why.
Right. Do you remember that a couple of weeks ago there was that thing doing the circular on social media about a first-time wannabe employee? and he was or she was demanding X amount of money.
Oh, yes.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
No.
It just kind of puts you into the mindset of some people who are looking for work. You know, they immediately thought, well, I'm out of university, I can demand this amount of money, you know, and they were sending this to somebody who was potentially looking for employees.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was over WhatsApp, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, over WhatsApp.
Essentially, it was a recent graduate who was sort of making a lot of demands about wanting to know more about the job in a way that didn't feel very respectful to
respectful
to the employer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But I'm curious to find out more about this, of course. We've got Camila Lowe, who's on the phone line with us. We'll talk to in just a moment. Apparently, we're playing some music that she really enjoys, so we'll try and do that a little bit more. Camila, we've got some Guns N' Roses. Let us know if this works for you. It's Welcome to the Jungle. Don't forget that question that we are asking. Have you applied for a job online during the pandemic? And if so, how easy was it? Let us know. The polls are still up on both Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to take part in the discussion, 0187 89 8899. Come on, guys. You're a bit slow on WhatsApp today. Pick it up. Pick it up. Music break. Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle here on BFM 89.9.
Brave Finance Managers. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
And over there on the phone line is
Arvind Yuvraj.
Weather's turned a little bit sour here, Arv. You were saying earlier on that it might pour down where you are. What's it like now?
Oh, it's bad. It's pouring.
There you go. Didn't take long for it to get over there, did it? Right.
Nope.
The question that we are asking you is, have you applied for a job online during the pandemic? And if so, how easy was it? Let's have an update on the numbers over on Twitter. Arv, anything?
So over on Twitter, the responses are no, not looking at 41.7%, 32.3% saying yes, no response, 22.8% saying yes, got the job, and 3.1% saying no, not online.
And I'm going to take a wild guess and assume that the numbers over on Instagram are around about the same as they were just a few moments ago.
Pretty much.
Okay. Now, of course, we are asking you this question because local startup company Cable is reaching out to forward-thinking companies and job-seeking Malaysians to join its 111 movement. That's on a mission to create 5,000 jobs for 5,000 Malaysians by Merdeka Day 2021. We said we had somebody on the phone line. We do. We have Camila Lowe, the CEO of Cable, the first and only human-to-human mobile recruitment platform in Malaysia, on the line. Chris, do you want to take it away?
Yeah, so thanks for staying with us on the line, Camila. First of all, do we know just how bad it is out there in the job market? Are there any statistics on unemployment that you could share with us?
So, according to the report released by the Department of Statistics Malaysia, as of May 2021, there are a total of 721,000 unemployed job seekers in the country. So, this is how bad it is. From my daily conversations with job seekers, I understand that some of them can't find a job for more than a year now. And these are highly qualified people. So, in a normal, ordinary day, you would have actually grabbed them, you know, in no time. It has gone so bad that some of them are having depression, and we can see that the suicide rate has gone up over the recent months, right? So it's really sad and shocking to hear this firsthand. I think that the issue here actually is happening on both sides. So as a result of pandemic, and from my observation, or at least where my target segment is, these are people who are highly qualified and they are very experienced in their job. So during this, you know, unprecedented time, it's shocking for them to actually get laid off. And they are typically not used to going into job portals to apply for jobs. So I realized that some of them ran out of practice or not very familiar with the current job portal or the current recruitment practice. So that's one side of things. On the other hand, large companies who have been hiring, I wouldn't say that all companies are not hiring at the moment. When they hire, they use typically ATS, you know, to filter candidates and whatnot. And what it means here is that it's a machine, right, sieving through tons of CVs, and they pick up keywords to select the candidates just based on keywords. So can you imagine if you're a candidate and you're a really good one, but you do not know the formatting, what will be sieved through by the ATS system and whatnot, you will naturally be rejected by the machine and not the human. Yeah, so, and that's not representing your skills for the job. So as a result, they may not be called for the interview.
Mm-hmm. So what's the idea behind the 111 movement, and what do you hope to accomplish with this program?
So the unemployment rate in Malaysia has increased by 45% since January 2020. And the job market continues to suffer from the prolonged pandemic situation, I think, and more people will be affected. So being in the industry for the past 15 years, with my network and my understanding of the hiring industry, my team and I were thinking, what can we do for these people? So we came up with an idea that if everyone could pitch in, we are able to tackle this challenge together. So there is a total of 1.4 million companies in Malaysia. And even half of this company, if only half of them can join in and offer one job, we can help the 721,000 unemployed person out there. So 111 movement stands for one company pledging one job for one unemployed Malaysian. We aim to create 5,000 jobs for 5,000 Malaysians in 31 days. When we look at an issue as a whole, it may sound daunting, but I believe that if we can break it down and each do our small part together, we can create a greater impact. So the 12 participating companies that has come forward is pledging more than one job. So it's a result, not 12 jobs, but of course with the number of 5,000 that we have set ourselves up there is pretty daunting even for us ourselves. So that's why we are actually reaching out to the public. If you're a company, please come forward. And I do already see, you know, many companies who have reached out to us. And for the rakyat, you know, if you do know friends, and some of the friends may be too embarrassed to say, you know, I need a job, do get them to come to our site. That's one. And last but not least, yeah, if you are unemployed, you know, and you need to have a support group, do come forward. You know, you're not alone in this mission. We, including our partners and whatnot, we're here to help you. So, but most importantly, you know, spread the word out to the companies. You know, companies are the most needed in this point in time. Select your, I mean, we're not saying that Cable should be the only job platform out there. We are just one of the many. But at least on our platform, we're able to provide an engaging and an interactive one to, you know, respond to the job seekers. What they need to know is basically, did they make it or not, right? And this helps them to actually move on to the next target. And that's all they need. And this is very important for the mental well-being of the unemployed job seekers.
Camelia, why launch this in connection with Merdeka, though? What's the significance in the connection of the National Day with the campaign?
So Merdeka Day is a celebration, you know, for Malaysians, and traditionally it's celebrated with fireworks, parades and flag-waving cheer. There are, however, this year, many out there who has been crying for assistance with white flags. So being a local Malaysian company, we hope that we can replace their white flags with Malaysian flags this coming 31st August. So let's come together to make this a more meaningful day for everyone.
Right. And what about long-term impact? What kind of lasting impact will this campaign have post-Merdeka?
So our effort to support the job seekers and hiring companies will be a continuous one. In a grand scheme of things, we have been seeing problems in the employment market for many years now. Hiring companies find it tough to hire good talents, and job seekers are finding it difficult to find a job. The long-term impact that we hope to make is to facilitate better matching by increasing the quality of talents so that hiring companies can get the right people to manage their business.
So some may say that this campaign is not entirely altruistic because, like, your app Cable could have access to thousands of recruiters and job seekers at the end of this campaign, right? What would your response be to to claims like this?
So of course there will be a lot of activities on the app post campaign. Each one of us contribute to society in a different way, or we can choose even not to engage proactively in the society, right? But I believe it is more meaningful if we use our experience and area of expertise or capabilities to actively help out. I have been in the recruitment space for a long time and I love what I do. So this is how I would contribute. The 111 movement is to address the current unemployment need, but Cable is built to address many problems in recruitment. So one of the problems that we're addressing here is that job seekers are not getting any response from the companies that they are applying to. They claim that they've been ghosted, and this is really, really demotivating. We understand that companies have limited resources to reply to each one of them too. So can you imagine if you have one job posted on the job portal and there are 200 over application. And a recruiter typically manages about 10 jobs. So can you imagine having to reply to 2,000 over applications in a day? So that is really absurd. So Cable automatically recommends relevant jobs to the job seekers and relevant candidates to the line managers. This way, line managers do not need to read through tons of CVs, and job seekers also, on the other hand, do not need to search for jobs, allowing them to have more time to go straight into real conversations about the job and the role. So this is how we humanize the recruitment process, and this is just one of the many problems that we hope to address. So going back to the movement, Cable and our partners Work Inspires and Dr. Lim, who is a registered and a licensed counsellor, are conducting free workshops for unemployed job seekers throughout the entire month of August to help them with their job search. On our side, we wish to do our part by helping our job seekers build stronger connections and network. And number two, give back to society through coaching and spreading positive vibe. Last but not least, create meaningful connections between job seekers as well as the companies.
Okay, one final question for you then before we let you go. What can people do right now to make this campaign a success, and why should we want to participate?
So if you're a job seeker looking for employment, join the 111 movement. Connect with us so we can help you with your job search. For companies, we are calling on you to come forth and pledge a job through Cable. There are many unemployed job seekers who need your help, and you can make the difference in someone's life today. To the Rakyat, help spread the word. So we are looking for more companies to come forward. There is no charges using the platform at this moment. Workshops are also conducted for free for the job seekers. So do check out our website at www.cable.my.
That was Camelia Low, the CEO of Cable, the first and only human-to-human mobile recruitment platform in Malaysia, on the line. Really interesting stuff, right?
I'd also like to just clarify really quickly that Cable is spelled with a K. So it's yes. www.kabel.my.
Wonderful stuff. Right. Arvind, anything to add to that? Arvind, no? Okay. Let's just pick up the results over on Twitter then. Have you applied for a job online during the pandemic? Yes or no? Why or why not? If you have, how easy was it? What are the numbers over there, Arv?
What are the numbers? The numbers are at, so over on Twitter, 41.7% saying no, not looking. 32.3% saying yes, no response. 22.8% saying yes, got the job. And 3.1% saying no, not online.
Must have been a little bit of a delay over there, eh, Arvind? It's just the weather, isn't it? It's the rain.
It's definitely, yeah, it's something, it's one of those. It's just pandemic things.
Pandemic things. Chris, what's the numbers like over on Instagram? Any changes?
Yeah, so on Instagram, the poll is currently at yes at 76% and no at 24%.
Okay. Now, Camelia, we know, liked rock music. We didn't have the song that she wanted, though, but we do have another one. This is another AC/DC track. Have a listen. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.